My name is Amanda Marler, and this is my story about how I found hope in Christ before, during, and after the loss of my sweet mama. My husband and I are fairly new members here at Watermark, but I have been blessed tremendously by the many ministries that they provide. My mom was my very best friend. She's the one who taught me about the unconditional love of Jesus. I wasn't raised attending church, but everything I knew about God and the cross I learned from her. She taught me right from wrong. She prayed with me every night before bed. And when I was 13, my world stopped when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Being diagnosed with the big C, as she called it, really opened her eyes to her own mortality. She wanted to make sure she knew her babies and grandbabies would see her again in heaven. She found a church that she liked, and though my dad didn't want to attend, I tagged along because I knew she wanted someone to go with her. It was a small church, and the only other kid in the youth group at the time was the pastor's son, but my mom and I had found community within the body, and our spiritual cups were being filled. I had always believed in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, but wasn't 100% sure what salvation entailed. I was under the impression that good works and the act of baptism is what got you into heaven. That summer, at my first trip to church camp, my pastor's wife showed me scripture and broke it down for me. Romans 10:9-13 says, "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." My mom was now in remission and life was looking up for the first time in a while. And then high school started. I really struggled with comparison and perfectionism, which led to an unhealthy sense of self-worth, and I began to self-harm. I felt like there was so much wrong with me and my family, so much I could not control, and I just couldn't understand why God would care about me. Why did my life matter? I was really active in church, but really good at hiding my struggles. I felt like a fraud. Sometimes I still do. A spiritual mentor of mine at this time shared Psalm 139 with me, and I took ownership over it. Psalm 139:13-14 say, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And verse 16, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." My husband and I were high school sweethearts and got married at the age of 21 in 2011. A year after we were married, I was diagnosed with melanoma. I was now the one in the family with cancer, and my mom was devastated. She told me until the day she died that my diagnosis was the darkest day of her life. Thankfully, the doctors were able to get all of my cancer with the major surgery on my scalp, and I was able to avoid having to go through chemo. This was the first season of my life where I could actually feel God working. I could feel his peace that surpassed all understanding. I could feel his love for me through the body of Christ and my church family. My faith grew stronger. Cancer couldn't keep us down. Mom and I were both survivors now. In 2014, we decided to leave San Angelo, where I was born and raised, and moved to Dallas to look for better opportunities for work. It was really hard to leave my parents, but my in-laws are here, so we still had family close by. In hindsight, I think God used this move to prepare my heart for a life without my mom. I went from seeing her every day to once every other month or so. Thank God for FaceTime, because we were still able to talk every day. She was obsessed with my dog, who she called her granddog, and she would call me at all hours of the day just to see what Penny was doing. She also loved babies. She already had 7 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren at this point in time, but she was still constantly nudging us to have a baby. She used to joke that she would pray for my birth control to fail. She was convinced it was God's will. In September of 2016, we found out I was pregnant, and my mom was beyond thrilled. She couldn't keep it a secret, though she sure tried. Just a few weeks later, we also found out that what my mom thought was bronchitis was actually stage 4 lung cancer. It had already spread to her liver and spine, and there wasn't much the doctors could do but try to buy her time. All we wanted was time. Don't we all? Mom told every doctor and nurse that she knew she was dying, but she just wanted to live long enough to meet her 8th grandbaby, my son Troy. Psalm 37:4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." That's the verse that we were clinging to. My entire pregnancy was spent driving back and forth from Dallas to San Angelo to help care for my mom. The doctors seemed hopeful that they could help her live until May. Unfortunately, she died on April 20th, 2017, just 2 weeks shy of Troy's birthday. On this side of heaven, I'll never know why she couldn't have lived just a few more weeks. During my mom's illness, I prayed harder and more fervently than I ever had before. I held out hope for a miracle. We all did. And God answered our prayers by ultimately healing her and calling her home to live with him. Romans 8:18 says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." And Revelation 21:4 says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." In the early days of grief, I struggled with feeling relieved that she was gone. I found comfort in the fact that she was in heaven and no longer suffering in this broken world. She was home. I also felt like I had done a lot of my grieving while she was alive, since we knew this was coming and I was able to say goodbye. Boy, was I wrong. What I was not prepared for was momming without my mom. After laboring for over 15 hours, I wound up needing a C-section. While I was on the operating table waiting for my husband to get his scrubs on, I had never felt so alone. I was in a full-blown panic attack. Then my OB walked in and asked how I was doing. All I could do was ugly cry at her. I couldn't help but think, I want my mom. I wish she was here. I wish she wasn't dead. I wish I could tell her this story and have her help me find parts that are funny and that we could laugh about later. She was supposed to be here for this. This isn't how it was supposed to be. She was supposed to be here for me, for Troy. She was supposed to be here. Talk about a hormonal ambush of grief. And the ambushes didn't stop there. The day we brought Troy home from the hospital was more emotional than I anticipated. I'm not sure if it was the meds, the sleep deprivation, a dream, or what, but I remember seeing my mom standing above his swing, bent over and just adoring him with the biggest smile on her face. I could feel her presence in the room. And then when I woke up and realized it wasn't real, I started crying, like uncontrollably crying. I had to run and get a box of tissues. My sweet mother-in-law was there, and she thought I was in pain from the surgery, but this pain hurt far more than anything some extra strength Tylenol could fix. The day that we had longed for and hoped for and prayed for was here, but my mom wasn't. And here we are over a year and a half later, and I still cry about it like that at times. It takes my breath away when I look at Troy with other family members. He is so, so loved. But I really wish my mom had been able to love on him while she was here on earth. Though we had lived in Dallas for nearly 3 years, and Ryan and I had visited many churches, we had not yet found a church home. We were lacking in community, and my heart yearned for what we had back in San Angelo. I was now a first-time mom in the throes of grief, and I felt more alone than I ever had before. I knew God was for me and not against me, but it sure did not feel like it at the time. A friend of a friend, funny how social media works, had told me about the Square One Ministry for new moms here at Watermark. Desperate for connection, mommy friends, and fellowship with other believers, I sheepishly pushed Troy in his stroller into this church for the first time. On the first day, our small group topic of discussion was our pregnancies and the first days of motherhood. I was the last one in our group to share my story, and I realized that was the first time I had said any of it out loud. I was now momming without my mom. My mom died 2 weeks before my son was born. This was my reality. God is truly amazing, and one of my small group leaders had recently gone through grief share after the loss of her own mother. She shared her story with me and gave me more information about grief share. I attended the spring 2018 session, and prior to that, I had no idea a place like this existed. A place full of people who not only weren't afraid of sad stories, but they each had their own. I wasn't alone. I felt like I found my people, my own group of misfits, all walking through grief at various stages of life. And I swear I can hear my mom cheering me on alongside Jesus. This is where I'm meant to be. I've also been able to share my story with a friend from high school who recently lost her mom. I told her about grief share, and we found a session for her to attend in San Angelo. I've done a lot of healing on my grief journey thus far, but I'm definitely a work in progress. I still find myself picking up the phone to call my mom. One of my best friends got to spend all of Thanksgiving week with her mom and her baby. Wow. I didn't realize how jealous that made me until I came to the Surviving the Holidays session and talked it out with Carla. How amazing would it be if I had the chance to spend one day with my mom and Troy, or even just an hour? I pray for Troy to know God's grace and accept his free gift of salvation, so maybe we'll get the chance. I'm so thankful to be able to go through the Grief Share workbook a second time this session. It's been interesting to see how my perspective has changed over time. I've learned that when I feel ambushed by my grief, that it's okay to take some time to feel those feelings, acknowledge my pain, and that I can still feel happy for my friends who still have their mom. Pain and happiness are not mutually exclusive. I definitely want to encourage you all to keep to your own grief timeline. Don't let others rush you, and at the same time, don't be afraid to find joy again. Life is good. Eternal life is better. And God is good, even when we're mad at the world. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Thank you for letting me share my story.